Children learn very early to lie. And that's what tells me that lying is not a trade that requires a training college. You can see a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old lying. Unfortunately, at that age, they don't understand. You are much older and you can tell they are lying. A child will lie, they have not eaten sugar, but you can see it in their mouth. As we grow, we learn how to cover up our lies. But whether you are lying as a child or lying as an adult, normally you require another lie to cover the first one. And when it's discovered, you require that lie to cover the second lie. And once you start lying, it becomes like your way of life. That's why the best way not to lie is not to tell the first lie. My argument is, you don't have an alternative of telling the truth or telling a lie. I agree there are circumstances where you need time to think and you realize you don't know exactly how to explain it. My suggestion is, don't just see alternative of telling a lie and telling the truth. There's a third alternative. Say nothing. Leave the other person having to decide what to do, but don't tell a lie that can be quoted. That, but you told me this and you meant this. Alternatively, say nothing. That means I'm not ready to talk. There will be consequences for not talking, just like consequences for lying, and there are also consequences for telling the truth. But instead of telling a lie, simply don't say anything and suffer the consequence of not talking. But since the Bible is clear, don't give false witness, then basically don't lie. Don't give false witness.